to today afternoon. Topic is the most precious, the most beautiful picture.
我们今天下午的主题是最美丽的一个景象。
When I was in Korea, I was in the middle school and high school, and go to school, and then I took the bus to go to school.
我初中跟高中的时候是在韩国，那时候是每天搭公车去上学。
And every time when I get into the bus, and then I see, some of the bus, there's a picture, you know, in the small picture next to the driver seat in front of it.
有些公车司机的前座会放一张相片。
And there shows the picture is the little Samuel and kneel down and pray.
那一张照片或是那个一张照片是一幅小撒摩尔在祷告的一个相片。
I can guess and this driver is Christians.
不然是一幅画，那我猜想这个司机是基督徒。
I don't think they just decorate, you know, that picture in a put in the bus.
因为我想他们也不会随便把这幅画放在公车上。
So I can say that's a very most beautiful picture.
所以我觉得那是一幅最美丽的画。
Yesterday, the afternoon, the prayer session, and then, and I thought about what is the most beautiful picture also, and I think about another one.
在昨天的祷告会中，我也想到另一幅很美丽的画。
And then I thought about the mother holding the child.
我想到一位母亲抱着她的小孩。
When the baby and have the eye contact with the mothers.
是母亲注视着她的婴孩的一幅画。
The most innocent and the most it's most innocent pictures.
我觉得这是一幅最纯真的画。
Between mother and the baby, when they eye contact, there's nothing between them.
因为当母亲注视着小孩的时候，他们中间没有任何距离。
Between them, there is a truth.
在他们之间有真实感。
And between them, there is a love.
在他们之间有爱。
And between them, there is a care.
在他们之间有爱心。
That's what the picture and the most beautiful picture.
我觉得这是一幅最美丽的画。
Because there is full of love.
因为这幅画充满了爱。
Then I thought about then connect to our prayer.
我后来又想到我们在祷告中。
Our prayer also is the same like the kind of way to let us to get into the God's hands, the holding by holding Him, to look at the way of eye contact with God.
我们的祷告也让我们躺在神的怀抱中注视着他。
So the prayer is the most beautiful picture.
所以其实上祷告成为了一幅最美丽的画。
When we kneel down in front of God, when we have innocent heart, and when we open ourselves, become a naked ourselves, and then we pray to God, it's true communication.
当我们跪在神的面前，把我们的心打开，用着纯真的心，那我们那时候直接的跟神相处。
But sometimes they have a problem because between God's eye and our eyes that we cannot. We cannot make eye contact with God because something bothering us.
但是有时候我们没有办法直接的注视着神的眼睛，因为有东西在阻挡。
God is always waiting for us to let us contact our eyes with Him, but because of we have a sin that we cannot truly can make eye contact with God.
神永远等待着我们。用我们的眼睛注视着他，但是有时候罪会阻挡我们。
So the first things when we kneel down to pray to God is, do we have to ask God to forgive our sins?
所以当我们跪下来祷告，第一个念头应该是求神赦免我们的罪。
The most beautiful pictures when we kneel down to pray to God is first thing is repent.
那我们在跪下来祷告，第一件事就是求神赦免我们的罪。
Show ourselves to say sorry.
跟神说对不起。
And this is the most wonderful picture.
这就成为了一幅最美丽的画。
One time, my second kids, because when the dinner table is prepared.
有一次当我们饭桌都摆好的时候。
But then we asked before the meal, we asked them to wash their hands.
我们要求小孩在吃饭前洗手。
Our first one is already prepared and washing hands and ready to eat.
老大已经洗好手，坐在那里准备吃饭。
But second one doesn't want to wash hands.
但是老二却不想洗手。
So and then my wife and I decided put him in the the shower room.
所以我和我太太决定把他关在厕所里。
And close the door.
把门关着。
And you have to wash your hands.
跟他讲你一定要洗手。
And then he faces down saying no.
所以他头低低地说不。
And okay, then you stay there.
那我们就跟他说，那你就留在那里。
And purposely, close the very, harsh way.
那我们就故意的用力把门关上。
But then, my wife has said, we cannot take the meal.
但是我太太却说，我们这样也不能吃饭。
But we just say loud, wow, the wonderful meal, let's eat it.
所以我们大声地说，哇，好好吃，我们赶快吃吧。
But then I cannot eat it.
但是我们其实不能开动。
And then I go and I ask my wife, can I go and open say ask him again?
那我就问我太太，我们可不可以再去问他一次？
And then I go and open say, you want to say sorry? Do you want to wash your hands?
所以我就打开门问，你要不要说对不起？你要不要洗手？
Put his head to say, no.
所以他头低低地说不要。
Second time is a fail, and the third, and then
第二次也不成功。
Then I say, I feel bad too.
那时候我开始觉得有一点难过。
Forget about him, let's eat.
我就说算了吧，我们开始吃。
And then we start eating.
我们就真的开始吃饭。
But parents are hard, we cannot eat it.
但是父母的心还是让我们吃不下饭。
One or two spoons, I have to go back.
我们吃了两口，决定还是要回去。
And then I open the door.
我就打开门。
You want to say sorry?
你要不要说对不起嘛？
And then he looked at me.
他就看着我
okay, sorry.
他说好对不起
Oh, that was a wonderful feeling when he says sorry.
那他说对不起感让我感觉真好
Because I can eat my dinner.
因为这样我就可以吃饭了
Oh, it was and he just come stretch his hands to me, Daddy.
所以他就把手伸开说爸爸
And then I hug him.
那我就抱住他
And I wash him.
那让他洗手
And this is When we approach our God is the same way.
当我们亲近神也是同样的。
Many times our Lord Jesus and our God waiting for us to say sorry and come to the Lord.
时常我们的救主耶稣就等待着我们说对不起到他面前。
But many times we become like a stubborn neck.
但有时候我们的颈子是硬的。
Just like Israelites.
就像以色列人。
God give them a chance, a lot of chance, let them to repent and come to the Lord.
神给他们很多机会悔改回到神的面前。
It's not God rejected them, but they reject God.
不是神遗弃他们，而是他们遗弃神。
That's why they received such harsh consequences in their life.
所以他们才被惩罚。
God always waiting for us to let us to be truly repent in front of Him.
神永远等待着我们到他面前悔改。
Very simple.
这是非常简单的。
To say, I'm sorry.
很简单的说，
对不起，
我错了。This is
what God wants to hear from us.
这就是神要向我们听的。
When you look at the Samson and his life, he was a mighty man.
我们看到参孙，他一生是一个强壮的人。
It's not because of him.
这他的强壮不出于他自己。
Nazareth, because God put the power onto his in his strength in his body.
是因为神给他力量。
But then when he used the power to save his people, God was with him.
当他用神给他的力量拯救人民，神与他同在。
But then he failed the way of to get to know the woman.
但是他因为女人而跌倒。
And he was abused by the Philistine of women.
那他也被非利士人
And his way, and then when his hair was cut, and then no more strength come out of his body.
当他的头发被剪掉，他就不再有力量。
And his eyes laid on plugged out by the Philistine.
后来他的眼睛也被非利士人挖出。
He has to show himself to very shameful of on him.
他后来变得非常没有脸。
But one day, they put the Samson into the building.
但是有一天，他们把 腓力使人把参孙放在一个建筑物。
One of the blind men, which is can make them play with him.
让另外一个瞎子与他同乐。
But when he came to the building, and asked the man who hold him to ask where is the big column that holding this building.
但是他却问另外一个人，那一栋建筑物的柱子在哪里？
And then he put this the column and he prayed to God.
那他把手按在两个柱子旁，向神祷告。
This is his way to repent to his God.
这是他与神认罪的方法。
Oh Lord God, remember me.
神啊，请记得我。
Give me only this time to destroy my enemies.
给我这个机会毁灭我的仇敌。
Because his repentance to God at that prayer, God listened to his prayer.
神也听了他忏悔的祷告。
When after prayer he pushed the columns.
他祷告完，把这两根柱子往前。
Column is collapsed.
那柱子也倒了。
Of course, he himself died on the side.
当然，他也死在。
But all his enemies dead become dead ones on the buildings.
但是他全部的敌人也被消灭。
Because God accepted his repentance there.
因为神。听了他的祷告。
If you look at the Bible, all the incidents when you see that, any time, any moments, when they repent, God will listen to their prayer.
我们在圣经中看到很多次，一旦人悔了改，悔改了，神也会垂听祷告。
And during the time of era of judges.
那在士师记的时候，
and people of Israel they do not follow God's way faithfully.
以色列人不听从神的话。
They really they just follow their own way.
他们只是照着自己的旨意。
When you look at the book of Judges on the tour to the end part, you can see how much the society was corrupted.
如果看到士师记后面，就知道当时的社会是多么的败坏。
But toward to the end, that the Israelites there now their heart turned back to the Lord.
但是到后来，以色列人把心又转向了
神。They wanna repent to God.
所以他们向神悔改。
And then Samuel asked the people.
那撒摩耳也问这些人。
If you want to repent to the Lord,
如果你们要跟神悔改
，remove all the idols out of you.
要把一切的偶像除掉。
And then come to the Lord to repent.
再回到神面前悔改。
And people followed.
这些人也这样行。
So when they gather Mizpah, and then they remove all the idol and come to the Lord and they repent to God.
所以他们把全部的偶像除掉，在神面前进食悔改。
God listened to their prayer.
神听了他们的祷告。
At that time they heard the Philistine heard it, they gather in the Mizpah.
当腓力使人听到这件事，他们也聚集了。
This is also God's guidance, and these people wants to fight with the Israelites, so they gather come to the Mizpah.
那这也是神的旨意，所以全部的人都聚集在这个地方。
But God wants to show to them that you don't have to touch any hands to them.
但神要让以色列人知道，他们不必自己动手。
I will destroy your enemies, my enemies.
因为以色列人的仇敌也是神的仇敌，神必摧毁。
They haven't touched any hands.
所以以色列人一只手也没有动。
But God's hand strike them.
但是神亲自动了手。
This is the power of repentance.
这就是悔改的功效。
If we truly repent in the sight of God,
如果我们诚实在神面前悔改，
and God will listen to our prayer.
神必定会垂听。
There's no any circumstance, anywhere, any place, if we repent.
不管我们在哪里，在只要我们悔改，
just say sorry to God.
只要跟神说对不起。
And God listen to our prayer.
神必定听我们的祷告。
Another one is second one is from the true heart, a sincere heart to approach to God.
再来，我们接近神的时候，我们要有一个纯正的心。
We can say it's dedicate our heart to the Lord.
把我们的心献给神。
And prayer is one of the way we worship to God.
那祷告是我们敬拜神的一个方法。
When we worship to God, we make ourselves the sacrifice, the living sacrifice to the Lord.
当我们敬拜神的时候，我们把自己献上为活祭。
So this is a very solemn moment when we pray to God.
所以我们在神的面前，这是一个非常隆重的时刻。
I mentioned before that when the baby was held by the mother.
刚才我们说过，当一个婴孩被他的母亲抱着。
The mother's eyes and the baby's eyes, they have a truth, they have a sincerity.
母亲对婴孩之间有诚实。
When during the time of Jesus Christ, there's many religious leaders at that time.
当主耶稣在世的时候，有很多宗教界的。的领导者。
All the religious leaders, they know, you know, they have to offer the one tenth. They know how to pray, you know, fasting pray.
这些宗教界的领导者，他们知道怎么献上十一捐，他们知道怎么祷告。
But Jesus find out that there's no truth within them.
但是耶稣发现他们在他们之间没有真实。
They have a wonderful temple of God.
他们有一个。很漂亮的会堂。
But because the people has no heart in the temple truly.
但是因为人的心没有真正在神的殿中。
That's why they cannot even recognize Jesus Christ as their savior.
所以他们连耶稣都没有办法承认是救主。
But end up they persecuted Jesus Christ on the cross.
后来他们逼迫并把主耶稣基督钉在十
字架上。Sincerity is a very important matter when we draw near to God.
所以当我们亲近神的时候，诚实是非常重要
的。When we pray to God, not only our lips.
当我们在跟神祷告的时候，不单是用我们的嘴巴。
Our soul have to pray to God.
我们的灵魂也要向神祷告。
And then God listen to our prayer.
这样神才会垂听我们的祷告。
Let us have a such kind of prayer every time when we kneel down to the Lord.
所以当我们在神面前跪下的时候，让我们有这样的祷告。
When Solomon before he become a kingship to manage the nations, he come first to the Lord.
当在所罗门当王之前，他先来到神的面前。
He made 1,000 offering to the Lord.
他在神面前献上祭物。
After 1,000 offering to God and God listened to his prayer.
献上祭物之后，神听了他的祈祷。
At that time, he received a blessing from the Lord.
当时他得到神的祝福。
That's why he became a wise king among all the kings.
所以他变成了万王之中的王。
Let's look at the First King chapter 3.
我们看列王记上第三章。
First King chapter 3 from verse 4.
列王记上第三章第四节。
First King chapter 3 from verse 4.
第四节。
And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on the altar. In Gibeon the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night, and God said, Ask what you wish me to give you.And then Solomon said, Thou hast shown great loving kindness to thy servant David, my father, according as he walked before thee in truth and righteousness and uprightness of heart toward thee. And thou hast reserved for him this great loving kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne.As it is this day. Verse 7.
第七节。
And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thou the servant king in place of my father David, yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. When the God responded in his prayer after he made a sincere prayer,
当所罗门王诚心向主祷告之后，神听了他的祷告。
After he made 1,000 burnt offering and God showed him in his dream, now he asked, "What you want?"
在所罗门献上1,000牲畜做燔祭之后，神在梦中向他显现。
And then he asked God, "I am just like a little child." In verse 7.
在第七节，所罗门跟神说，他像一像一个仆人。他像一位儿子。
And then he's not a wise man. He himself expressed to God.
他与神说他自己不是一个聪明人。
And then God gave him a wisdom.
所以神赐给他智慧。
Maybe all the brothers and sisters, the young brothers and sisters, you have a lot of wish maybe to God.
也许年轻的弟兄姐妹，我们对神有许多的 愿望。
But when you approach to God with a sincere heart,
但是我们如果诚心的来到神的面前，
God can listen to our prayers.
神会垂听我们的祈祷。
Now we can receive the wonderful blessing that even the Solomon has.
我们也可以得到所罗门王所得到的祝福。
God always looking for the sincerity.
因为神永远在等待着诚实。
Anything is not came from our heart through our soul.
我们所求的应当从我们不但从我们的心而从我们的灵魂所求。
God do not listen to our prayer.
如果不是从这些来，神不会垂听我们的
祈祷。Let us to be truly sincere in the sight of God.
所以让我们在神的面前真正的诚实。
Especially when we are in our prayer.
尤其是在祷告中。
Third one, let us to be like a child.
第三，让我们像一个小孩一样。
We remember Matthew chapter 18 talking about if you are not like that like child.
马太福音十八章说我们要像小子。
You cannot enter the kingdom of God.
如果不像小子，我们不能进入神的国。
Let us ourselves to be small enough, let ourselves to be beheld by the God's hand.
让我们自己成为一个小子，能够在神的怀抱中。
Many times we are too big so that he cannot holding us.
有时候我们自己太大了，没有办法让神抱在怀中。
Let us to be a small enough.
让我们够小
so that God can hold ourselves.
所以神能够抱住我们。
Now my kids, two kids, one is now 6 years old.
我两个小孩，一个现在已经六岁了。
Now this one is too big.
现在他已经太大了。
Before I hold her to put up and down.
以前我还可以抱着她抱上抱下。
Still she expects from me to do that.
那她现在还期望我这么做。
So sometimes we met, sometimes for a distance, sometimes after the spirit can come home, then she just dashed to come.
So sometimes 灵恩会之后，她就跑向我，我就觉得怕怕的。
Because she hold me, and then she put up and down.
她抱住我，一直要我把她往上拉。
But now she's too, it's not small enough so that I can handle that one.
但是她现在已经太大了，我没有办法负荷得了。
Now it's 6 years grown.
她现在已经六岁。
Because now it's hard.
所以已经蛮困难的。
But the second one is still small.
但是老二还小。
But I can tell it's getting, keep growing. So each time I can't wait and maybe next year can I do it?
所以，但是他一直在成长，所以每次抱他的时候，我就心里想，明年我还抱得动吗？
But I can't tell when they're small, I can hold, I can lift up.
但是他们在小的时候，我可以很容易的把他们举起。
Let us to be small.
所以让我们变成小孩。
We are nothing.
让我们变成没有。
We don't have to express anything. We don't have to showing up anything to God.
当我们来到神面前，我们并不需要把自己当成什么。
Just be like a child.
只要把自己当成小孩子。
Let the God hold us.
让神抱住我们。
This is true our attitude when we pray to the Lord.
所以这是我们跟神祷告的时候该有的态度。
Let us